Hello, I'm Laura Sylvester, legal counsel in the Medical Negligence and Personal Injury Department.
And I'm Adi McGarry, an associate in the Medical Negligence and Personal Injury Department.
Today, we're going to talk about the initial stages of bringing a claim and what is involved. We previously prepared a podcast on your funding options, so do go and listen to that if you haven't heard it before. Once your funding arrangement is all set up, the first step is then to obtain all relevant documents for your case. This may include obtaining your medical records, any complaints correspondence, investigation reports, photographs, or any other documents that relate to what happened, which might help us prove the case. We will then work with you to draft a witness statement, which will set down your account of what happened. This is your opportunity to tell your story, and we'll help guide your legal team, the experts, and the court later in the claim by making sure all of the key facts are available.
At this early stage in the investigation, it may also be prudent to explore the extent of your injuries and financial losses so that we can start to assess the value of your claim. We will then review the evidence gathered and will advise you on whether we have enough information to move on to the pre-action protocol stage or whether we need to obtain more evidence, such as expert evidence first, to help us to establish what happened and whether there was any negligence or any fault by another party.
After investigating your claim, if your solicitor believes that you have sufficient prospects of winning, the next step will be to engage in what is called the pre-action protocol. There are specific pre-action protocols depending on the type of claim you have. The protocols are standards of conduct which the courts expect parties to follow. The purpose of this is to give the proposed defendant sufficient information and understanding of your claim to enable them to investigate it and, where appropriate, resolve it. The aim is to resolve claims at an early stage without involving the court system in an effort to save money and court time. Whilst a potential claimant could just issue their claim at court, they risk the courts imposing cost sanctions on them for doing so.
The first step in the pre-action protocol is usually to send a letter of claim to the defendant. The pre-action protocol sets out the points which should be contained in the letter of claim. This includes a summary of the facts, the injuries the claimant has suffered, and the main allegations of negligence. The important thing is that a defendant has enough information to enable them to focus investigations and put an initial value on the claim. The next step envisaged by the pre-action protocol is for the proposed defendant to send a letter of response to the claimant's letter of claim within 4 months. Often, when the issues in a claim are complex, a defendant will ask for extra time to serve their letter of response. Again, the protocol prescribes what this letter should contain. Perhaps most importantly, the letter of response should set out clearly whether the claim or part of it is admitted or denied. If the claim is admitted, the pre-action protocol includes provision for making offers of settlement. Either side can offer to settle the potential claim for compensation on any terms. If the claim is denied, your solicitors will consider the defendant's comments on the allegations of negligence and reassess with you the strengths and weaknesses of your proposed claim.
Bringing a claim can seem like a daunting prospect, but your solicitor will guide you through the process and will explain what each step entails as you go through the claim. Thank you for listening. If you or a member of your family would like to discuss the issues raised in this podcast, please contact one of our specialist lawyers on inquiries@kingsleynapley.co.uk or call us on 020 7814 1200.
Thank you for listening.